give him the praise that is due to him. Let's thank him again for yet another month that he has kept us all through this month, this Gregorian month. Of May. Contrary to nature, he had made our portions to fall in pleasant places. Contrary to what some may desire for us, the Lord has kept us. Let's give him glory. Thank you, Father, we just want to thank you because the heavens and the earth is yours. And today we have come to worship you. Today we have come to give you the glory that is due to you. We bless you. Today open the heavens and receive us. Open the heavens today, Lord, and hear the cry of the whole earth. And hear the rejoicing of the people of the world. All those that believe in you praise your name. Today we bless you together. Arise, open the gates of heaven and show us your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Somebody say, Amen. That song is still coming in my spirit. I can't let it go, but I don't have the words, so I have to let it go somehow. I want us to open to Psalm 76, verses 1 to 3. We're going to start with that. Everybody should remain standing. Wherever you are in your homes across the nations of the earth, can you just stand up, open your Bibles to Psalm 76. I'm reading from the Holman version. We're about to enter into June, when God will begin to lift up the gates of the earth, when many nations are beginning to reopen again. Many nations of the earth, if not all of the nations of the earth, are beginning to reopen again, whether gradually or substantially. But we don't know that the things we do on earth are the things that are done in the heavens. If they were not preordained, they wouldn't happen. It means that the heavens is opening. And today we want to come worshiping the God who is opening the heavens by his opening the earth. Because it signifies the containment of the virus. It also signifies the beginning of the end of it. According to the word of prophecy God gave us a few months ago when the virus started and the lockdowns began, God said by June, we lifted our hands and agreed on that word, that by June, God should lift away the veil of the virus. And by June, the nations of the earth have been set free. Can we just lift up our hands and worship the Lord? Let's thank him for the grace, for his grace that controls the earth. For his power, his might, his program in heaven is different from our program. The expectation of man will not come to pass. It is his expectation of God that will rule the earth. Can we just bless the Lord? Let's bless the Lord. Let's give him glory. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. We repeat that almost two or three times.
You are enthroned, on high. Enthroned on high. Enthroned.
You are enthroned. tonight, we prophesy to the nations of the earth that the Lord is enthroned in your nation. He's enthroned and high. Therefore, whatever happens from now in your country, in my community, it shall be by the hand of the Lord. We suspend principalities and powers that boast themselves against men and against the earth and against the heavens. Today, we release the hand of God to crush them. We release the hand of God to cut them off. Every boasting of men against us, our lives and our destinies, we suspend their power spiritually and physically now. We reverse them around the nations and turn their scourge on the nations around. In the name of Jesus. Any mouth by whose witchcraft your nation has been taken captive, I cancel the words of those mouths and I release your nation now to begin to see the light of the Lord, to begin to experience the light of the Lord. I release your nation into the light of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Can somebody wave and shout hallelujah? I want us to begin to suspend all spiritual powers in the heavenly places, spiritual wickedness in the heavenly places. Every power God has not ordained over your life, your house, your family, our nation, Nigeria, can you open your mouth and tell them, I suspend you. I suspend the authority of Satan. I suspend the authority of Lucifer. I am the governor of my country. And as the governor of my country, I suspend spiritual wickedness in heavenly places in my country. I command that their works and their governments begin to fail. Can you begin to prophesy that today? In these winds of the Spirit, we are going to go by the Spirit. And the first thing God is saying is that as we enthrone Him, let's suspend other principalities and powers and their functions. Can you tell the Lord, invite God into your house to suspend now, to suspend every throne that has made an inroad into your house. Every power that has made an inroad into my family, I suspend their works, I suspend their fruits, I suspend their wickedness in the heavenly places. Can we suspend thrones all over the nations of the earth as we bring the Lord back as King, as we restore the Son of Righteousness, as we restore back the glory of God upon the earth? Let's suspend the works of darkness. Psalm 76 from verse 1 to 3. God is known in Judah. God is known in Nigeria. God is known in Kenya. God is known in South Africa. God is known in Zambia. God is known in Uganda. God is known in Botswana. God is known in Antigua and Barbados. God is known in Barbados. God is known in the Caribbean, in St. Lucia. God is known in the United Kingdom. God is known in the United States of America. God is known in Latin America. God is known in Russia. God is exalted on high. God is exalted in the nations. God is known in all of the earth. His name is great in Israel. His name is great amongst us here. His name, somebody say, His name is great in my life. Is great in this sanctuary. Is great in my house. Great in my house. Can you say, therefore, lift up your heads, all ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, because God is great in my life. God is great in this place. Every throne that is a throne, be lifted up, because God reigns supreme in my portion and my inheritance. In the name of Jesus Christ. I didn't hear somebody say amen. The Bible says in verse 2, according to the Holman version, his tent, his house, is in Salem. His house is in my life. his house. I know where he dwells. He dwells in my house. His tent is in Salem. His tent is amongst his people. His tent is amongst his people. His tent is in Salem. And his dwelling place is where? Who is Zion? I am Zion. His tent is in the dwellings of peace. And his dwelling place, the address of his house, is in Zion. And that's why it is Zion that will rise up and institute God and set up God upon their nations and make God drive whatever remnants of coronavirus and with it every other human virus. I'm not talking about corona now, that is troubling our nations, whether they be political virus or they be economic virus or they be any kind of virus, let them go. We break their authority, we break their power, we break away their confusion from our nations, we break away their hold upon our lives and families. Let them go. Somebody say, let them go. Can you say, oh gods of Africa? Oh gods of Africa, let my people go in the name of Jesus. By whatever names you are called in Africa, the Lord rebuke your reign. The Lord rebuke your throne. The Lord afflict you wherever you are. Let your yoke upon Africa be broken in Jesus' name. Amen. In Salem, in the place of peace, of rest, is in Jerusalem. His dwelling place is in Zion. His house address is Emmanuel Nuhukure. Everybody, verse 3. There he shatters the bows, flaming arrows. Today, every arrow that has connected with your life, let it be cut off now. I release you from every strangulation and I rebuke the power that has posted against your life. I declare you shall not die. I declare you shall not die. I disconnect that spirit of affliction from your body and I command you to rise from that sick bed, receiving your liberty in the name of Jesus. This month is that the Lord is going everywhere removing the arrows that have been shot into people's lives, pulling them out and putting balm and healing them one by one. Today receive your own miracle. Anything shot into your life, anything that has become a depression, a diminishing effect, we break its curse in your life. We break its curse in your house. We break its curse in your country. We break its curse in your church. We break its curse in your anointing. In the name of Jesus Christ. So this month is the month of shattering shattering arrows that have been shot, including coronavirus. Everything, it's the month. Everybody say shatter. Everybody say shatter. Now, shatter is different from scatter. Scatter a barber's issue. Scatter them. Shatter means smashing the thing and breaking its head. It has to do with smashing. When they shatter you, they smash you, they crush you. It's more powerful than scatter. Scatter, they will spread and come back. But when you shatter, no remnant is found. Today, whatever God repairs in your life shall not rise against you again. Whatever God shatters on your behalf shall not come against you again. I release the power of this prayer upon your life and upon your country and upon your nation. Every sickness that goes tonight goes forever. Can you say, Lord, I receive my visitation. The visitation of the Holy Spirit and my deliverance and my healing. Tonight, insist in the name of Jesus that that healing is established in your life. Don't let him go. Because you see, we are entering from this seventh month to the end of the year. And when I say seventh month to the end of the year, I mean seven more months to the end of the year, starting from June. There is a shattering spirit. Somebody say shatter. Not scatter, shatter. So God will enter into your enemies' houses and their families, and he will shatter their plans. No plan that is evil that had been planned before this day shall be executed in June or July or August. I didn't hear somebody say amen. So I cancel the conspiracy. Now sit down quickly and listen, because we are going to do a lot of praying in this meeting, and we have started the prayer already, because we have released the Spirit of God to enter into the nation and begin to shatter. Somebody say shatter. Can you say, Heavenly Father, enter into my nation and shatter. And shatter. Can you put that verse 3 again, please? He says, there he shatters the bow's flaming arrows. Arrows forged from fire. Arrows that have caused a lot of problems. The shield, the sword, every defense your enemy has used against you, I declare that defense broken. The shield, and the weapons of war, any kind of machination they have brought about to swallow up your business, to swallow up your, to attempt to threaten your destiny. We stand under God today to proclaim them voided, null and void, in the name of Jesus. We release the hand of God from the Son to go after them from today. Why am I talking like this? This month God told me, look, if you look at Acts chapter 7, we are going to read that, 42 and 43. We will read that in a moment. You will notice that there were two major spirits that tormented them, that brought all the other demons that tormented Israel throughout their 40 years stay in the wilderness. Only two spirits, but it carried all the other spirits. Those were the two spirits that represented Satan physically. The number one spirit was called Moloch. Moloch. It's there in the New Testament. I'm taking you there. I'm starting from new, not old. Psalms is the best book for praise, to speak the heart of the Lord in the whole Bible, whether New or Old Testament. But I want to show you a secret. Stephen showed us that the warfare we face in the New Jerusalem or in Canaan or post-Old Testament, that means as New Testament saints, are the same warfare they faced in the wilderness, because they transferred it from Egypt as an inheritance into the New Testament. So those gods continued to doggedly fight them everywhere they went. I don't know what is tackling you in your house. I suspend its authority and reign. I release the word of God against it, and I command their own attack to begin now. Somebody shout now. I'm believing God, or I have believed God. I don't want to expose something, but that by next month they will lift away this gathering so we can gather in our thousands here and spread all over our fields, because we'll be doing social distancing, they call it. But we will put a big camera outside there. People will stand in the sun. I like that social thing. It's going to allow us to speak to the sun, the moon, and the stars all at once. As we speak from the sanctuary, people will spread outside, people will spread inside. We'll make provision for that. We'll bring all the testing kits. Don't worry, we have them already. We have the one to measure, what do you call it, temperature? Washing of hand, water is everywhere here. That one is not a problem. The nose mask is the easiest thing you can do. You can even use your handkerchief to do nose masks. The mask they used to cover face. Even demons won't see your face. Can somebody lift that hand and shout hallelujah? Now, the coming month is the month when God is going in to attack foundations of the claims of Lucifer. Not the foundations of the demons that attack us, but his claims. If he has a claim over your life, what is the basis of that claim? God will find out. Where did you find a seat to sit from? A throne to sit from to attack you? God will not mind himself with the spirit that is attacking you, but the spirit that gave him power to attack you. So when he deals with that spirit that gave him power, the other spirit must disappear. So God is going to succeed. Are you here and you have been sick throughout this year? I decree, if this my God is God, this month won't pass you by. You will not see that sickness again. I declare judgment against that sickness, and I release the hand of God to set you free. You must come by the end of June to testify. I'm not talking about the end of the year. I'm talking about the end of June. Because God is setting thrones to look for the root causes. What is it giving Lucifer the seat to boast? Have you not read in Revelation that God says he knows where the seat of Lucifer, Satan, is amongst us? They brought those gods into the promised land. And those are the gods the New Testament saints have had to deal with. Those were the gods that Paul was referring to as buffeting spirit. They always confronted him. They always fought against him. They always made his flesh to refuse God. The spirit is willing. The flesh is weak. Who was causing that? It was caused by just two spirits. Two major spirits. And God is saying, as the gates of the nations open, we must rebuke those spirits before we break bread. That as we break bread today, we'll be lifting away the hold, the legacy, the power of those spirits, and their ability to hurt us. As they open the gates, coronavirus won't ambush you anywhere. Because people will start mixing with you. You will start mixing with people. People will start coming from other towns and cities all over the world to mix with you. Their demons will stay with them at the airport. Their demons will come to you here. And you say, so let it be. strange people who bring affliction will not enter your house. Their demons will be at the gates of your house when they enter. And when they go back, if they still love their demons, they can carry their demons with them. That is their problem. That is not your problem. But the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon you. Shall not rest on the righteous. That is the word of the Lord. And by that word, I decree your safety. I decree your covering. I decree your invisibility. I command it in the earth. I command it into your life. Receive in the name of Jesus. All members of throne room, I raise a hedge around you as the gates of the nations are opened in this coming month. We are going to break bread, opening the gates of heaven to us as these gates open. No, look at that ark so that we don't waste time. I want to break this bread. Take us to that ark. That scripture was the gateway. God said we had to enter singing a song. I didn't know the song until I climbed that pulpit, and I almost got disgraced and disappointed because the song was ringing. I didn't know the words, but the song was there. He says we sing it here. And it is exactly the way I sang it that we ended up singing it. No other words, no other extras. La 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 la. That was what I kept on repeating. La 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 la. And I didn't know any other word. You are enthroned on high. Enthroned on high. Enthroned. Except that I wish I could put everything together. I couldn't put everything together. I woke up suddenly and I saw many believers in a big service. The whole place was filled up, like this hall was filled up to the brim, and people were worshiping and praising God. And suddenly, in 1 second, I don't know what happened. It was like a thundering, and they were all falling down, and I got confused. What is happening? They were falling down, and for that moment, it was like the film snapped off. The thing was shot. Then the next second, it was like it filled up as if lights went out. I was afraid. I said, God, deep inside my spirit, I said, let them still be worshiping. When the lights came back, they were not worshiping. About 1/4 of them were gone out. I don't know where they went to. I didn't see when they went out, but they were not there. The others were still lying down, as if they were asleep. Then suddenly, one by one, those others, those 3/4, because they were all in the middle space. It was those extreme there, and those extreme in front, and those extreme behind that had moved out. I don't know where they went to. But the remnants that were left, whether from the front, the back, or the sides, had gathered in the middle, but were still lying down. And then suddenly, I saw them rise, some of them, husband and wife. They stood in their positions according to their relationships. And as they rose, I saw the glory of heaven open before them. And the Lord told me, let me read what I wrote there, because I wrote it down. I wrote it down. My father says I should tell all of you here. That as the opening begins, the opening of our nations begins from this lockdown, He has put things in place for us. He has already arranged things for us. Every man according to his due. They were lying down, and each one of them, it was like each one stood in his dominion. The father and the daughter. The father and the wife. They suddenly stood straight. And each of them seemed to be standing where? In their dominion. In their own places. But in the sanctuary. In their own places. Whatever was around them was their own. Their inheritance. And the Spirit of God began to interpret it. I said, wow. He said, this is what is going to start happening from this June. God is going to place people in their inheritances and in their dominion. He will find the place that was hidden before from them, and He will place them in the places that He had prepared for them. And I said, wow. He said, I have already finished arranging things. They are only going to enter into my arrangement. Hey! And this morning, I began to shout. I said, God, I can't tell them this. He said, well, that is the only word I have for you today. So if you can't tell them you don't have a word, go and cancel the program. Then I heard him say, Saturn, not Satan, Saturn, and the stars of Raphael, or Remphan, we'll read that very soon in Acts, have been shattered. I will shatter their arrows. I will shatter the blackness they brought upon the earth. I said, Lord, what did you say? Do you mean the mystery of what has just happened came from the star Remphan? Or Remphan? From the mysteries of Lucifer, the mysteries of Leviathan. He said, I allowed it that my change might come. But rebuke Remphan, and I will move away his boundaries from the earth. And I will move away his boundaries from the earth. I open the gate, and I'm shutting it until the appointed time is come. You see, there's a mystery about those of us that are called watchmen. We seem to have understanding beyond the normal. I said, wow. And that's why from the beginning, I kept on saying, the Lord allowed this to warn the earth. He allowed this to warn the earth. He has power to open. He has power to shut. And I told you that this plague is not going to last forever like the people say. Oh, some people are preparing to fight it for 10 years. They are only preparing to steal government money for 10 years. Under the disguise of fighting a virus that will not exist in 10 years' time. That will not exist in 2 years' time. That will not even exist like that in 1 year's time. They should rather be preparing for the next one that is coming. Because God says if he does not find the fruit of repentance, let's watch out within the next 7 years. He will return again with a greater plague than coronavirus. So Coronavirus should not be a worry. It's what is to come that should be a worry. So all of you with your labs, you better start planning and investigating the next virus if you know it. Because as long as the earth does not hear the Lord and does not know that its maker is demanding decorum, its maker is demanding restitution, repairs, as long as the earth does not, as long as man does not know that he needs to repair his ways before the Almighty, a greater affliction is coming. I cannot be forced to preach the secular, to teach what government are telling us. I can be forced to tell the government what is to come, and that some of them who disbelieve will not see that one. God will kill them before that time. Just like the prophet told the one who doubted, when he said, by this time tomorrow there will be plenty. He said, even if, he said, you will see it, but you will enjoy it. You will eat of it. And those spirits have been trying to steal destinies while the coronavirus lasted. Even before they were all part of the plan of Lucifer. I will cast a darkness upon the earth. By the time the earth comes back, it will recognize itself. I will steal from the earth. He doesn't know God is going to send sweepers and cleaners and fanners to cut them off from their inheritances, so that they don't steal from the earth the destiny that God had ordained for the earth. So God told me this morning, he had already established an inheritance for his people. They should not fear the aftermath of the opening. He has already planned something for them. He has already planned something for them. And that's the good news I bring to you today. That our Father has not left us alone. He that sent us will not leave us alone. Why? Because we do the will of him that sent us. Because we live in his will. And that's the message of this communion. That as we eat, every power of refine is broken. Look at that in Acts chapter 7. Then God turned away and gave them up to worship the host of heaven. As it is written in the book of the prophets, did you bring me offering and sacrifices for 40 years in the wilderness, O house of Israel? 43. No, you took up the tent of Molech. The tent of Molech. The tent of Molech. You remember we started this scripture in the book of Psalms with the tent of God, the dwelling place of God. But they decided to forgo the dwelling place of God and took with them what? The covering of Molech. Look at what that word says. And the star of your God, Rephan. Refan. Now, Refan in modern times is what is called Saturn. The planet called Saturn. S-A-T-U-R-N. It's a planet and it operates like a star as well. Oh, in the old Egyptian times, Roman Empire days, they worshipped him. They worshipped that planet. They worshipped it as a spirit. It was their spirit of agriculture. But what many of you don't know is that Refan is also the spirit of time and the winds. That means he can use the winds to change your time. He can use circumstances to manipulate your time. So whatever circumstances have stolen from you during the time of the lockdown, we suspend that spirit. We release the hand of God to shatter what they stole, to shatter what they have spoiled in your life. If you are a serious Christian, you will shout amen. Amen. You will tell the Lord, I receive my cleansing from them. I receive my deliverance from them. I receive the removing of their cloud from my nation. I receive the removing of their cloud from my life. I receive the glory and the light of Yahweh to take over now. I receive the tents of the house of David. not the tent of knowledge. Did you not notice? Now, Nigerians, I'm talking to Nigeria now. That one of the major controversies throughout the lockdown was the Almajiris. The Almajiri, Almajiri, Almajiri. Everywhere they were arresting them throughout this lockdown. Why? Because that is a symbol of knowledge. Knowledge is served by children, using children. Child sacrifice. Have you not noticed that the major topic, what shall we do with this generation? Must we allow them waste? How do we redeem them? Governors were quarreling over governors because of these Islamic children who are sent out of their homes from the age of 5, some of them 4, until they become grown up teenagers and adults, until they finish studying and learning the Quran and can read it by heart. But instead of learning in their schools, they are released by their masters to go begging on the streets all over the place. They are the ones in Nigeria we call Almajiris. For those of you who are listening from the ends of the earth, they became the controversy. Do you know why? Because they were the sacrifices of knowledge. I'm writing a book and I'm coming back to that. Governments, I want you to hear. All the children that you allow to roam about your streets, they are sacrifices to Satan. They become everybody's property. Spirits possess them. Spirit owns them. They are the ones that will torment your nations tomorrow. They are the ones that will be heartless. They will not forgive you for allowing them roam the streets and beg and pick from the dustbins and eat from the dustbins. We must repent in Africa. We must repent in Latin America. We must repent in Mexico. We must repent in Asia for allowing those little ones. God said I had to say this. So if you are in government, you must find a way of redeeming them from the streets. You are enthroned
on high, enthroned on high, enthroned
on high. Moloch is fed by the spirits of children. Now, whether you like it or not, maybe you didn't observe. But a lot of children during this lockdown have disappeared. Many of them have been sacrificed, killed. Either by politicians to gain more power, or by herbalists to gain more authority, or people seeking power. They may not be politicians. They may be armed robbers, thieves, or money makers, money multipliers. People want to multiply their money. But a lot of children have been sacrificed to Moloch. Or, don't you know that all the children that are used for scientific experiments, the foetus, don't you know it is a sacrifice to Moloch? In the Old Testament, the Lord commanded, you will not allow your children to walk in the fire towards Moloch, unto Moloch. You will not sacrifice your children to Moloch. Go and do your Bible study. When you sacrifice them, you break God's covenant with the earth to multiply and fill the earth. You destroy that covenant. You destroy the continuity of God's program. That is the spiritual symbolism of those sacrifices. Anybody that the blood of a child is controlling your city, I release the blood of Jesus to contend and lift away the power of the blood of that child, and release your city from affliction now and from the affliction of that virus in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't you know one of the reasons for the virus are the kind of iniquities, senseless iniquities that are happening all over the nations of the earth? Sin, 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 unrighteousness. has taken over nations, taking them captive. Human life does not mean anything anymore as long as it is not your own. They just become a number. These days, human lives are just numbers. Even if it's that of a big man, he's a number as long as you are not the big man in that pot. It's when you become the big man, other people won't even feel your death. That is how the world has lost its soul. All because of who? Moloch. Moloch makes you lose your soul. Therefore, other souls don't matter. It's the affliction of Moloch. Some people's brains and spirits and heart have been taken over by the spirit of Moloch, so they don't see human life as anything. It's the spirit of Moloch. When you lose your soul, Moloch rules over you. Remphan is Saturn. Let me tell you, Saturn operates by rings. He creates cycles, beautiful cycles that look like diamonds. Seductive cycles. Seduction. Seductive cycles around a nation until it has locked that in, and the nation thinks it's following the right thing, only to discover that it was deceit. Any nation under that spell, I release the Spirit of God. I release the fishers and the hunters to break that ring in the name of Jesus Christ. I release the Spirit of God to stand upon your nation by the blood of the divine sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. And by the oath of Jesus, I call for redemption for every nation that is watching and hearing. I call for redemption for every family that is listening and hearing. For every world that has been tied down by these rings, I break the power of that ring. So they invoke the spirit of Saturn for government and the spirit of Remphan. Remphan. We just read it from scripture, so you don't think that I'm in imagining things. And this was Stephen in the New Testament calling gods of the Old Testament and telling the history how they were brought to the promised land. No wonder the people kept on desiring to go back to Egypt. No wonder even in the promised land, they were still following the gods of the Amorites and the Moabites. Because the spirits of the Amorites and the Moabites, Moabite, 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 Moabite. Don't you know most of the giant kings, demons, that confronted Moses in the wilderness, sons of fallen angels that confronted him in the wilderness, were Moabites or Amorites? Don't you know that Goliath in the promised land that fought against Israel, the Philistine, don't you know his root is Moab? That his great-great-great-grandfather was a Moabite? Don't you know that you are up against the invisible? You are not against the, you are not walking against the visible. Even righteous men are being tilted by them, are being influenced by them. It is only you that can know yourself and know your God, and by the power of your God, contain them. Today, I release that power of governance back to your life. Divine abilities back to your life. In the name of Jesus, I release them back into your life to rule over your nation, to rule over your church, to rule over your environment. And I rebuke the buffeting spirit around you. I rebuke the spirit of Remphan. I rebuke the spirit of Moloch. So any human being using the powers of Moloch to govern you, or the rings of Remphan, the rings of Saturn, trying to build a kingdom for themselves through the ring, through the ring, through the ring. They create kingdoms for themselves. Because Saturn or Remphan controls time and seasons. It changes seasons. And it draws the winds that bring about that change. Conditions that didn't exist, he creates them. Are those phantom spirits already disturbing you? I call for the fire from on high. If there is a God in heaven, let him answer with thunder and lightnings in your life and break their powers in the name of Jesus. That is why I'm revisiting this. When the majority of people begin to gather, because I'm going to minister to people individually. Yes, they will wear their face masks, but I'm going to make altar calls and I'm going to cast out demons and atmospheres that God has not set in the lives of men. So everybody who can make it for the end of June wins of the Spirit. I don't have the date in my hands here, but the end of June date wins of the Spirit. Wherever you are, if you can make it, join us here in Kafanchan. We will spread all over the fields, Israel, in God's tents, just like they did in the book of Numbers. They were spread all over the fields. They were the glory of the Lord. We will spread in the fields. In fact, if we have to hold this meeting outside and command the rain to stop, we will do that. I've already commanded them to make sure that my stage is already fixed by that time. So if they didn't hear me, they better hear it now. That stage will be there because we might need it in June. If we have to stand outside, I stand outside, the whole crowd spreads with social distancing, we will break the gates of hell. We will destroy the power of darkness. We will raise a new shout over the nations. Can the shofars begin to sound everywhere? My father says, I should tell you tonight, that in that day and in this coming season, he will disgrace the son for hiding unrighteousness, the son for shielding unrighteousness, by exposing unrighteousness in the daytime, not in the night. I repeat, my father says in that day, he will disgrace that witchcraft that has made the sun to hide darkness, to hide iniquity. And he will disgrace the night that has covered iniquity and will not allow it manifest. I wrote that today. He said in the coming season, I will ride on the season in the four winds of the earth. And I will cut off the spell that is cast upon the sun. And the spell that is cast upon the night, I will break it. Somebody shall break it. Father, break it. Father, break them in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear somebody say amen. The Lord said, write. And I wrote. Put Isaiah 24:22 on the screen. Isaiah chapter 24, verse 22 on the screen. Put from verse 21, please. He says, on that day, the Lord will punish the host of heaven. Principalities, powers, demons, fallen spirits. Those are the host of heaven. He said, on that day, the Lord will punish the host of heaven above and kings of the earth below. Why kings? Because they represent the government of the earth. The government by which the gates of wickedness are opened. The government by which Satan feeds. Satan rules. Satan brings darkness. Instead of bringing light to the people. If the poor are dying, it's the fault of government. If the poor are being restored, it is the glory of government. So God said he would deal with the demons, Rephan, Moloch, the host of heaven behind them, and then he will deal with them physically. Can you go on, please? They will be gathered together like prisoners in a pit. So governments, get ready to begin to feel oppressed by the Most High God because of your unrighteousness. because of your unrighteousness. He says they will be gathered together like prisoners in a pit. They will be confined to a dungeon. After many days, they will be punished. That means God will first of all cripple them and then keep them for the day of punishment. And after many days, He will make each one of them pay. He will make each one of them to pay. To pay for their iniquities. Can you go to verse 23? And that is where you will see it. The spirits that protect them will be put to shame. Did you hear what I just said? You know, in the daytime when they wear white and white, you think that is how clean they are. They are unclean. The white they wear does not make them clean. The shine they carry does not mean they are pure. The moon. Now, God is talking to the mysteries, the host of heaven and the host of the earth. The moon will be put to shame and the sun disgraced, because the Lord of hosts will reign as king on Mount Zion in Jerusalem, and He will display His glory in the presence of His elders. Somebody shout, yeah! He will display His glory amongst His elders. Elders. Elders! Ah! Today, anybody who has afflicted you, let him be afflicted 7 times more. Oh, let the day discover their nakedness. Let the day not hide them anymore. And let the earth, let the night disgrace them continually. Tonight, we change and reverse the witchcraft and the cloud and the veil that is placed on our nation. And we call upon the Lord to birth a new Nigeria. Somebody shout, birth a new Nigeria. Come, O new Nigeria. I want us to rise up on our feet.
You are enthroned on high. Enthroned on high. Enthroned on high. You are enthroned.
You are enthroned.
Is the changing of season again. The changing of time. The removing of the veil of strange spirit, principalities, powers, strange thrones. June is a cutting of the curtain so that the victory of Calvary can speak again. No wonder this Sunday a lot of people will be celebrating Pentecost. The fire is going to fall on the earth again. Do you know this morning when I woke up, one of the scriptures God gave me for that first revelation, where I saw men standing, each one in their dominion standing. They were flat before. And I thought it must be because of the coronavirus and the witchcraft of the host of heaven. But when the light came back, they were all standing in their dominions. And God gave me a scripture to go with it. Joel chapter 2. You need to study Joel chapter 2 afresh again. And become that rider who rides on his own with his own anointing. According to John 1:16. Of his fullness has he given all of us. Grace for grace. Each one of us operating in his grace. Each one of us operating in his grace. Riders of the Most High, not minions of the world. not small people of the world, not minions of the world. Today I release you back to your glory. I command your life to begin to grow back. I command the veil upon you to begin to scatter. Let them be shattered in the name of Jesus Christ. And I kept on crying in my spirit. Even in my room, in my prayer room today, I kept on saying, Lord, how will this be? He said, the hand of the Lord shall do it. I said, Lord, you know you are the only hope of the earth. He said, the hand of the Lord shall do it. Today, if you believe God, step into that presence of the Lord and ask that the hand of the Lord does it for you. Let him do it for you. Let the hand of the Lord do it for you. Can you tell the Lord, let your hand do it for me. I step into your presence. Remove the veil of the host of heaven, the constellations of heaven, of the spirit of Saturn, or what they call Cronus. The spirit of Cronus. If they want to become too complex, they won't call Saturn. They will call him the spirit of Cronus. It's the same person they are referring to. They are referring to Remphan. The Remphan. The Bible calls him Remphan, and I prefer to call him Remphan. Break the spirit of Remphan and break the spirit of Moloch. Moloch is connected to Baal. For those of you who want, he's connected to Baal. Moloch is connected to Lucifer. Moloch is connected to Leviathan. Or Moloch is connected to Leviathan. Is connected to Baal. Is connected to Lucifer. Moloch rules over both the sea god and the land gods. Saturn does the same thing. Controls the winds that control the sea. There is nothing mysterious about them. There is nothing big. They are summarized under the word the host of heaven. Today, I rebuke the host of heaven that has confused Nigeria, that is confusing my life, that is can you begin to rebuke every host of heaven that is confusing anything, anywhere, and mention them, rain, fan, and Moloch. Tell God, break the power of Moloch over Nigeria. I don't care which demons are aligned to that Moloch in Nigeria. I don't care what local names they claim. I call them by the biblical name. In the name of Jesus, your yoke over Nigeria is over. We break it. We command you to lose control of government. We command you to lose control of our markets. We command you to lose control of our children. We command sanity to our society. We break your power. We break your principalities. We break your thrones. In the name of Jesus Christ. I didn't hear somebody shout amen. Can you begin to command that they release your children, your brothers, your junior brothers, junior sisters, everybody that is living in innocence? Can you pray for them? The little babies must not be sacrifices anymore. A young man got angry and killed his senior brother, who is also a young man. Children killing themselves. He said because the father loved him more than them. So he killed him so that he will see what the father will love again. That is the spirit of Moloch, crying for blood and sacrifice. Or that is what will make a young junior brother kill another young senior brother out of jealousy because he thinks the father loves the other more than the other one. He takes a human being. It's Moloch thirsting for blood. Can we tell the Lord, Moloch shall not drink our blood again. Moloch shall not drink the blood of our nation. Moloch shall not eat food from Nigeria. Nigeria will not be its pot. Can you pray for our nation? And as you pray, remember the nations of the earth. You are the throne on high. And you roll on high, and you roll on high. I want us to lift up our two hands. I want you to pray for four nations in Africa. Four particular nations. Number one will be Kenya. And can you just buy that anything that represents Moloch, let them come under affliction. The word of the Lord in the book of Psalm 76 used the word shatter. Let the Lord come down and shatter their plans for the destinies of this nation. The second nation will be South Africa. Of course, the third nation will be Nigeria. Four nations. Then the fifth nation, because of what that president did, because of what that president did during this coronavirus, will be Tanzania. Magufuli, who decided to take the risk of being mocked even after the coronavirus by leaving the churches open. That was a risk. By saying the places of worship, the mosque, must be left open throughout, that men must call upon God to solve this problem of coronavirus. That was a risk. It qualifies in heaven to be mentioned. When the books are written in heaven, he will be mentioned that he took a risk. Can we pray for those four nations in Africa? Four nations in Africa: South Africa, Nigeria, Kenya. I have my reasons for Kenya. Kenya, South Africa, Kenya. All these blood-sucking demons, people who use human beings for sacrifice, people who use rings to rule over their nations. Today, let the Lord begin to break their rule over these nations. People who use rings, people who use sacrifice, child sacrifice, people who invoke Satan. The Lord told me once that the day South Africa is able to control the power of the idol worshippers, they invoke Satan. Look, Nigeria invokes Satan, but the death of South Africa is another dimension. I'm saying this as a spiritual man. All of us are guilty in Africa if it comes to idol worship. But there is a threat that brings perpetual cover, cloud. South Africa will have been one nation that will be beyond telling. That will be, look, that I will see and begin to pop out because of its glory. But every day it's suffering and going in cycles. Can we break those rings? And let's break the spirit of Moloch, sacrifice, demons, idolatry. Let's break them in South Africa. Let's break them in Tanzania. Let's break them in Kenya. Kenya is a very strategic nation. Let's break them in Nigeria. That as we enter this June, a new child will be born. It will be a rebirth for these nations. Oh, the yoke of the wicked will be thrown away. That judgment will speak to them by the seventh month of this year. By the seventh month, by July, judgment will begin to scatter all of them everywhere. That June will set them up for sacrifice, set them up to lose their positions, and July will settle their cases. Can you tell God, in this month, settle my case? It's like the Hausas will say, Yesu tuna the knee tuna. That means, Lord, remember me now as you stir the waters, as you heal the nations, as you cast out these demons. Remember me. Can you tell God, remember me? Remember my family. Remember my portion to make them stand straight. My dominion to create it for me, carve it for me. It is a moment of the carving of new dominions. Dominions for the church. Not all I saw at the beginning of the dream were standing in their dominions. I don't know what happened. But can you ask the Lord to repair your own life so that you will be found worthy to have a dominion? Repair my own life.
Yeah, my all right.
Don't interfere with the Holy Spirit. The focus is on Jesus today, not on a successful program. If Jesus does not rise, we don't have a successful program. This is the power that breaks that darkness. This is the power that separates the heaven and the earth and commands our day to become light, not darkness. Because you can live in the day and live in darkness. Oh, my faith is in the resurrection power. And today, as you eat, may that redefine your life. I say, may that redefine your life. Every one of you, your families that have your communion with you there, I release the hand of God to rest upon your communion and begin to lift away every limitation in the name of Jesus Christ. It is written, He that eateth of me, even he shall live by me. I release the hand of God to cause a resurrection to start in your life. As you eat of that flesh and drink of that blood, let the veil of Moloch be broken. The veil in the seasons and times be broken. The veil of Renfam, the spirit of Renfam, I curse his life in your life. I command his veil to be broken. My Father, as we eat of you today, let the veil of darkness be broken. That by the power of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, the power of your flesh, let death be cut off. Let a new season begin in our lives. A new season. According to your word that you spoke this morning, cause your church to rise in their dominion in this month of June and July. Let everybody begin to find their grounds and find their places of authority. We break the yoke as they eat. We break the yoke as the families eat. Father, as we eat of this flesh, we break the yoke in our nations. We break the yoke in Nigeria. We break the yoke in Tanzania. We break the yoke in Kenya. We break the yoke in South Africa. Oh God, arise! Let your enemies be scattered. For these are major stars in Africa. Today, by them, rewrite the story of Africa. Oh my Father, oh my God, I take up the gift of the life of this blood and this flesh, and I ascend unto your altar, and I ask that you descend from your altar, that today you will rule in June, you will rule in July, you will rule for the end of the year, casting off every host of heaven that will not allow your light to shine. By day and by night, let the laws of day and night work for the good of the redeemed in the name of Jesus. Therefore, my Father, I hallow you and I hallow your Son who died for us. I call upon the spirit of life in his flesh to enter into this flesh. That by this, oh God, the same way your flesh was broken, I thank you for the sacrifice you gave us to eat. In the same vein, we break this flesh with thanksgiving. We ask that in everybody's life, let every yoke be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Holy Father. It's in the same vein, oh God, I lift up this blood. And I ask that the life of God from heaven enter into every blood in every house that is set before you today. And by it, change the silver lining in the heavenly places on our behalf. By it, bring redemption to our homes. We receive the power in the blood to go to war on our behalf. In June and July, setting new boundaries and setting standards for our lives, our homes, and our nations. And that your name will be glorified everywhere. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We give you glory, and we give you praise. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Sing
Savior, save me. I am right.
these ones who will serve this communion. And I ask that as they go around, oh God, under this social distancing regulation, there is no distance with your Holy Spirit. Lord, your Spirit, open the gates of life to everyone that drinks now, that by it you will separate us from the heathen. By it our lives will be marked. By it our destinies will be changed forever. Therefore, I release it unto your children in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. And the people of the Lord will shout, Amen. And the people of the Lord will shout, Amen. If you are in your homes, you can lift up your flesh, and having given thanks, begin to share the flesh round on your tables right now, and begin to eat, and begin to bless the Lord. And as you bless the Lord, let the veil in your life be broken. Every partition disappear. Sickness disappear. Limitations disappear. Now unto him that is able to keep us holy, unto the Most High God, do we establish his praise and thrones over the nations? Do we declare the gates of heaven open over Nigeria and the rest of the world? Can you bring out an offering to the Lord of thanksgiving? And they will put on the screen where you should send your offerings to, if you are sending it from your homes today, electronically. And I hope those there are already putting them on the screen. Can you bring out your seed? Put the account numbers on the screen. Can somebody do that quickly? I'm waiting for you. Not later, not on television, right here. Because there are those participating in this service. Can you raise that right hand to the Lord and just give him thanks for the glory of June and the spirit that is gone before us to drive away demons out of the land? And to establish his name as a living praise. Just want to say, Baba O Eshe, we just want to say, thank God for the rising of your life and that of your family. And the Son of God that shineth over your life this year. Can you thank him for the healing of your lives? The healing of your spirits, the healing of your soul. Thank him for the exaltation of your family. Ask him one more time to go into the earth and shatter. The word is shatter. And shatter. And crush the works of Saturn, the spirit of Cronus, and the spirit of Remphan, and the spirit of Moloch, by whichever name, and all the demons that bear their names and get their powers from them, all the gods of Africa. Let the Lord reign in Mount Zion. I received a blessing for my house, for my life, for my nation, and for the nations of the earth. We receive these blessings for all. In the name of God the Father, let this seed be the gift of life between you and us, O God. The blessing of life. In the name of God the Son, set your thrones in our homes. And from there answer the earth on our behalf. Renew the life and the spirit of your throne in our bodies. And from there roar over the earth. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In the name of God, the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Can you wave and say, Amen. And today, as we take a Thanksgiving dance, or wherever you are, can they, where are those holding the offering bags? Okay, they have been kept. Keep them by the doors there. We'll take a song where we will dance to the Lord. You just drop your seats there. As this new month opens, go harvesting. Don't be lazy. Come alive. Don't wait for invitation. They are going to open the gates. You go in and possess. You go in and take over. I release the Spirit of God to go before you and to establish for himself a name according to the promise that has come upon us through this communion. And next month, you will come back sharing your testimonies. And today, sicknesses have been healed. I declare you healed forever. Amen. Can you just wave to the Lord and shout hallelujah? Hallelujah. Can we bless God for the liberty that has come upon the whole earth as a result of this meeting? Let's give him his glory. Let's give him a praise. Give us a song and let's just bless the Lord and worship and dance. Shout the Lord God with you.